Big Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth just for you. Let's do this together. I'll tell you the truth and you sit there and take it, all right? That's the deal. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Jeffrey Epstein may not have killed himself, which of course you know, but a big bombshell may kill a few marriages quickly because there will be names. I'll explain. Number two, Texas decided that Joe Biden had enough chances to close the border and secure the nation. Finally, he made his own decision, did the governor there, and sent hundreds of police officers to stop the flow of illegals. We'll get to that. And number one, the worldwide war over the pandemic is getting close to a breaking point. And I mean that. They're shooting at crowds in Australia with rubber bullets and tear gas as the anger continues to rise there. In Canada, old folks just trying to get a morning cup of coffee are getting corralled by the vax police, demanding compliance and proof of it, too. But let me start with something that was supposed to happen by now, but has not. And it's happened a couple of times that these claims have been made. You see, Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden, and by the way, Anthony Fauci, I'm not going to call him a doctor anymore at all. I'm not. He has lost that privilege. He is a media whore. Pardon me, but he is, ma'am. And Tony was predicting doom and gloom for super spreader events because of Labor Day. Remember that getting together at Labor Day? Super spreader events. But it's been a month now. And guess what? Cases all over the country are going down. That's right. And Tony has been telling us that tens of thousands of cheering football fans and stadiums would most certainly be super spreader events all over the country. And yet, football stadiums all over the country, and most notably all over the South, have been packed. The whiteout at Penn State, the maze out in Ann Arbor, the games in Alabama, Tuscaloosa, they've been packed right to the breaking point, but still, no college football super spreader monster has reared its ugly head. No, that's not what's happening at all. Yeah, the Labor Day? Nope. Super spreader events? No. In the packed football stadiums? No. Wrong again, Tony. I want you to hear from Clay Davis on this topic, a sports guy, finally saying, listen, cut it out. Listen.
Millions of people have gone to college football games, and the number of COVID infections has been plummeting. You just referenced Texas. Same thing has happened in Florida, in Georgia, in Alabama, in Mississippi. All of these states that have had massive crowds for their college football games all over the South, we are seeing cases come down. Meaning, when Dr. Fauci said that he was worried about super spreader events over these major college football crowds, just flat out hasn't materialized. In fact, Brian, the opposite has happened. The number of people that are testing positive for COVID all over the South is plummeting to a massive degree.
And there's the founder of OutKick, a sports guy, pointing out what is so painfully obvious. The doom and gloom crowd, the fearmongers, once again proven wrong. Once again proven wrong. I want to share with you, though, something that's heartbreaking to me. It really is. I mean, if you go to a McDonald's early in the day, you'll often find senior citizens there because there are discounts on coffee and so forth. It's kind of a social event. They'll go in there, they'll have coffee, they'll talk in different communities. McDonald's becomes kind of a gathering point. And so I say to you, how far will the vax cops go to enforce their edicts, their mandates, their demands? Well, this bit of heartbreaking stupidity comes from Canada. An elderly woman is at McDonald's. She's been vaccinated, but she can't find her proof of vaccination. She said she had been robbed recently, and she's digging through her purse. She's trying to find the proof. The vax Nazi there at McDonald's having no part of it. Wer weiß to prove you have your vaccines? Wer weiß? Listen to this.
I had something stolen, so I have...
Okay, but and I need to see your vaccine.
Please stop.
I have my vaccine. This is a very serious problem. We have a very serious problem.
I have my vaccine. You can call my doctor.
Kicked out of McDonald's. The old folks kicked out of McDonald's Nice job, Canada. Really proud of you right now. Australia, what a disappointment you are right now. Firing rubber bullets at people that are protesting against your lockdowns and your nonsense. Well, it gets worse. It gets worse for those trying to shove mandates around in this country. As I told you, brand new polling shows support for Joe Biden in the black community has plummeted since he came out with vaccine mandates and the idea thereof. The black community, extra suspicious of the government, thankfully. They should be more suspicious of Democrats than they are, but we'll get there. At any rate, Hank Newsom is one of the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement. And he is vocal and at odds with the left, saying getting a vaccine is a choice. You can't force the black community to get the vaccine. By the way, Joe Biden's numbers have plummeted as far as support in the black community since he came out saying we're going to mandate this.
Everyday activities, because they choose not to engage in something they have every reason to doubt. The government's story on the vaccines have changed every 1 to 2 months since Donald Trump. The vaccines have had effects that people come out and say, oh, well, you know, that never happens. But they do happen. People die. Joe Biden said that folks wouldn't be hospitalized. People are being hospitalized and dying. We, as black people, have every reason not to trust the vaccines. But yet again, I'm not telling you not to get it. I'm just saying you should have a choice.
He's not telling you not to get it. We should have a choice. And you thought I couldn't agree with somebody from Black Lives Matter. Well, here it is. I agree with that point of view. It should be a choice. And if the vaccines work as advertised, there should be no concern from anybody that has been vaccinated from those that are not. Protecting the vaccinated. From what? From Pfizer? From Moderna? From the money changers? Maybe. Maybe. And how about this? A gym owner in Boston says it's not the pandemic killing business. It's something far worse, something much darker. Listen.
In cities like Boston and D.C., I feel as though it's not the virus and the pandemic that's killing our business, it's the government. I just hope that they can listen up and understand that this blanket mandate is not fair and it doesn't apply equally to different types of industries.
Doesn't apply equally to different kinds of industries. Like, you mean like telling companies with more than 100 people they have to issue vaccine mandates, but people with less than 100 employees don't have to do that? Who does that make sense to, by the way? Those with more than 100 employees, they have an exposure rate to COVID that's different? No, it's all garbage. And after what we learned in Colorado about people that are still alive being counted as COVID deaths and those that commit suicide and kill their spouse being counted as COVID deaths, how can you trust any of the numbers? These anecdotal stories are everywhere. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be back.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
In the 10.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
There could be a lot of debate on what has impressed you most about the Tigers' season. Don't just focus on the improved wins or the better stats, but the style in which they play. Early in spring, A.J. Hinch said his team will put pressure on the defense because too often guys think they're out before they try and steal or go first to third. The Tigers are among the most aggressive teams in taking the extra base, and they rank sixth in the league in stolen bases. But perhaps the most telling thing Hinch said before the season started was you can't punt on winning. It doesn't set the right mindset of the culture. That is what has made the difference. It may sound boring, but the Tigers focused on just winning today's game, and that mindset has permeated throughout the entire organization. It shows in the style of play and the results. It's a new and refreshing day for Tigers baseball, and everyone should be excited for the future.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the